Today's daf is Erev in Daf Chav Dalet, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Karfif Shehu Yoiser Mi Beis Asayim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Tema Miril Bas Batsheva, and Yosef Kalman Ben Toiba. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yubad Lechaim Toivim, Ramosha Chayim. So today's daf is another real intense Erev in daf, and we just have to be mindful of a few ideas in order for today's daf to be able to flow smoothly. Number one, the context of today's daf as yesterday's daf and tomorrow's daf is the halachos of a karfif. A karfif is a general term that was used by Chazal to describe an area that's Mukaf Mechitzos, which means that Midairaisa has a din of a Rishus Hayachid. However, it's unique in that people don't really spend time there. It's what's known in the vernacular as Hukif, but Shaloi Ladira, meaning it's not a house where people live. It's not even a chatzer where people spend time. It's not even an area where there are nice trees and maybe there's nice scenery that people would go for a stroll and a spatzir. It's a mokim that's Mukaf Mechitzos, but it's Shaloi Ladira. And the reason it's significant in the laws of Erevin is because Chazal said that even though that area has a din of a Rishus Hayachid, however, it's limited. The limitation is that it only has a din of Rishus Hayachid if it's up to Beis Asayim, if it's up to 5,000 square amos, or 70 amos and change by 70 amos and change. If, however, it's going to be bigger, even though Midday Raisit has a din of Rishus Hayachid, the Chachamim said you're not going to be allowed to carry there. In other words, we're going to treat that area as a karmelis. Now, what's the methodology? What's the makar? Minani, Mili, how do you know this shear of 5,000 square amos? The Gemara said you learned it from the Chatzar HaMishkan. The Chatzar HaMishkan, the Torah says, Eirech HaChatzar was Meya Ba'amo, Vireichav of the Chatzar was Chamishan Ba'amo, 100 amos by 50 amos yields 5,000 amos. And that's how we come up with that number of 5,000 amos. Incidentally, the Torah speaks out that why would we learn the shear of a karfeif, of a rishus hayachid, that's mukav mechitzas, but shalei ladira from chatzar ha-mishkan? He says, because we know all lametes malachas are learned out from the mishkan. So it makes a lot of sense that we would learn this very important halacha, albeit a rabbinic halacha, mi chatzar ha-mishkan, because there's so much precedence in Hilchas Shabbos that we shall learn halachas of Shabbos mi chatzar ha-mishkan. But either way, that's the halacha of karfeif. That's the first Hanacha. The second Hanacha is something that we saw earlier in the Masechta, and that is the Chachamim said that if you have an area that's a Rishus Hayachid, however, it's completely exposed on one side, which is okay, because in order for something to be a Rishus Hayachid, all it needs is three mechitzas. So if on the fourth side, where there is no mechitza, it's completely exposed to an area that you are not allowed to carry to. Even if you're allowed to carry in that area, still, the halacha is that you will now not be allowed to carry in the area that's mukaf mechitza. So, for example, if you have a chatzar that's nifrats bimloyoy to another chatzar, each chatzar is surrounded by three mechitzas. However, there was no Erev that was made between the two chatzeres. The halacha is that being that you can't carry from chatzer A to chatzer B, you can't carry in chatzer A, and you can't carry in chatzer B. Meaning that's pasha, you can't carry from chatzer A to chatzer B. The story starts with a metzius, where on one side, this chatzer or this rishus hayachid that has three mechitzas is exposed to an area that you're not allowed to carry to. That's not the chiddush of the halacha. The chiddush of the halacha is that if I can't carry from this chatzer to the other chatzer, and the two chatzeres are adjacent to each other, then the halacha is I can't carry in either one of the chatzeres respectively. It's what's known as chatzer shenifrats b'mloyoy l'makayim ha'asa. The third thing that we need to be mindful of in the beginning of the daf is a machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir and the Chachamim. It's something that we've seen a little bit of. It's something that is going to be the topic of a real Erevin Perek at the end of the Masechta, Perek Kol Gagos, and that is the halacha of Eruv chatzeres was said with regards to Kalim that were shavas inside a bias in the beginning of Shabbos. Meaning, what's the halacha of Eruv Chatzeres? You're not allowed to carry something from one Rishos Hayachid to another Rishos Hayachid unless you made an Eruv. Now, that halacha is true only if the keli was shavas in a bias. If, however, when Bein HaShmashas happened, that keli wasn't a bias, but rather was inside a chatzer, so the laws of Eruv Chatzeres don't apply. There's a machlokes tanam. What about, can I take a keli that was shavas in a chatzer and carry it to another chatzer? What about, can I take a keli that was shavas in a chatzer beknisas haShabbos. Not carry it dalet amis within the chatzer. Not carry it into one of the houses. Not even carry it to another chatzer. But maybe carry it to a roof, or maybe carry it to a karfif. What would be the tzad, yeah? Because gag and chatzir and karfif are all sort of synonymous, even though they're not technically the same thing, but they're all very similar in terms of significance from an Erevin standpoint, because they're all reshuyas hayachid, but they're not batim. They're all reshuyas hayachid that are outdoors, that people spend time in. The tzad that you shouldn't be able to is because at the end of the day, there are different types of rishuyos. Loi roi zeh keroi zeh, v'loi roi zeh keroi zeh. Atzad hashev v'shebehen is that rule rishuyos hayachid outdoors. But at the same time, a gag is not a chatzar, and a chatzar is not a karfif. To us, not living in that world, they all sound the same. But in reality, they were different. I mean that they were different, so maybe the halach is you wouldn't be able to carry from one to the other. What we need for today's daf is that there was a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim regarding kelim that was shavas in a chatzar. Can I now carry that keli to a gag? Can I now carry that keli to a karfif? Or if the keli was shavas in a gag, can I carry it to a chatzar and a karfif? Or is was shavas in a karfif? Can I carry it to a chatzar and a gag? Machloikis, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, Rav Shimon Shita is that echad gagois, the echad chatzeros, the echad karfifois, rishus achasein. They're one rishus, meaning halachically we look at them as one rishus, the kelim shashavsu b'soichem. The Chachamim argue, and again, that's something that's going to be important as it relates to today's daf. So again, three things that we need to bear in mind. Number one, karfif shloi hukaf ledira, all you have is base sasayim. Number two, chatzar shenifritz b'mloi l'makam ma'aser, you're not allowed to carry even inside the chatzar, and it's machloikis, Rav Shimon, the Chachamim, where we look at it as a gag, a chatzar, and a karfif as one rishus regarding kelim sheshavas b'toichan, or maybe we look at them as different rishuyos. Said if you would want to carry from the gag to the chatzar, you would have to make an eruvi chatzeris. Because even though you're right within the chatzar, and maybe even from chatzar to chatzar, I don't have to make a ruvich chatzeris, but these are viewed as different reshuyos, so over here it would be different. Zokti gemar, a price, a karfif shuyos mi beis hasayim. If you have a karfif that was more than beis hasayim, that's a bad thing. However, shahukif ledira, it's almost an oxymoron. This karfif has mechitzos, but the mechitzos were put there initially ledira, meaning when the mechitzos were built around this karfif, the understanding was that people were going to spend some time in this karfif. So, being that it was hukaf ledira, the fact that it's yoisim mi beis hasayim doesn't really matter. Yoisim mi beis hasayim is an issue when the karfif was loy hukaf ledira, which is usually what a karfif is. Being that over here it was hukaf ledira, so the fact that it's yoisim mi beis hasayim is not a problem. Okay, so what's the shaila nizra rubai? What would be if somebody goes ahead and he plants something inside the karfif? So the halachas harehu kigino. Now that you plant something, people are not going to spend time there anymore because you want the crops to grow and you don't want people to walk on top of it. Va'aser. And what happens is the karfif that was hukaf ledira is now going to flip and become a karfif shaloi hukaf ledira. Being that it's yoisim mi beis hasayim, the halach is it's going to have a din of a karmelis, you're not going to be able to carry there. It's going to have a din of an area that you're not allowed to carry. Not that rubai. If, however, you went and you planted roif, meaning it wasn't nizra, but it was not that. What's the difference? Nizra is when you put seeds in the ground. Not that is when you plant a tree. So then the halach is areo kechatzer, has a din of a chatzer, a mutter, and the halach is it's going to be okay. The point of the brisa is twofold. Number one, when you plant vegetables, you plant crops, that makes the area a karfif shaloi hukaf ledira. When you plant trees, it has a din of a karkif sheh hukaf ledira. The Gemara is going to clarify this a little bit on daf chav dalet amud aleph. That's the first thing you see in the brisa. The second thing is there seems to be an idea of roiv. So that if roiv of the karfif is loy hukaf ledira, we look at it as if it's loy hukaf ledira, the aser. If roiv of the karkif was hukaf ledira, then we look at it as if it was hukaf ledira, and the loch is it's going to be mutter. Stating that, despite the fact that it would seem to be a pretty straightforward braisa, Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said something. And we'll see in the Gemara that it was a little unclear to the Chachmei HaTalmud exactly what Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring three versions, which is where it gets a little confusing, as to what exactly Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua's comment was on this braisa. Version number one, Lo Yamaron said Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, this halacha that we just said, that if it was Nizra Rubai, if you had a karfif that was hukaf ledira, it was Yoisim Mibes Hasayim, being that it was hukaf ledira, it doesn't bother me that it's Yoisim Mibes Hasayim. However, if it's Nizra Rubai, Now, the majority of it is loy hukuf ledira. And as a result, the whole karfa becomes aser. So Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said, this is only true if that area that you planted was also yoysa mi beis asayim. Avo beis asayim, if however the area that you planted was beis asayim, so then the aloch is mutter, then you don't have to worry about it. And seemingly, even if roiv of the karfif is now going to be loy hukuf ledira, it's still not going to be an issue. If the area that was planted, the area that's now loy hukuf ledira, is yoysa mi beis asayim, that's when you have to worry about this. But otherwise not. What's the svara first? So Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua seems to be saying that if you created an area within the area, you created an area within this karfif, that's hukuf mechitzis, that's yoysa mi beis asayim, that's now loy hukuf ledira, because it's not an area that anyone's going to spend time, you just planted something there. So then that area itself becomes a karfif shaloi hukuf ledira, being that it's yoysa mi beis asayim, it has a din of a karmelis. We have to take this one step further. And that then means that the other side of the karfif is also going to be an area that you're not allowed to carry. The reason is because the other side of the karfif, even though there's no roiv, and even though that area was hukuf ledira, because initially it was hukuf ledira, and you never altered it, you never planted anything there. However, it's nifritz b'mloyo l'makom ma'aser, because it's exposed to the karmelis. So being that one side of it is now a karfif shaloi hukuf ledira yoysa mi beis asayim, which is a karmelis, the other part of the karfif opens up into it, which means it's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ma'aser. Both areas are now problematic from an Erevin standpoint. One is a karkif of shloi hukuf ledir yoysid beis asayim. The other one is a chasish nifritz b'mloy l'makom ma'aser. That's not the shavah b'shem behenes, you're not allowed to carry. And that's why Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said the halach is that it's going to be aser. But just one more knech, aval beis asayim, but what would be if the area that you planted was exactly a beis asayim? It wasn't yoysim beis asayim, it was exactly a beis asayim mutter. Then you wouldn't have a problem. And the reason is, kaman ki Reb Shimon, because Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua held like Reb Shimon. At the time, Reb Shimon said, Echad gagois, ve'echad chatzeirois, ve'echad karfifois, v'shus achasem lekelem sheshavsu b'zoichem, v'loy lekelem sheshavsu b'zoichem b'ayis. We mentioned Reb Shimon Shita earlier. Reb Shimon Shita is that you don't have to make an eriv between a chatzer and a gag and a gag and a karfif. So says Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua that the only time this is going to be an issue is if the area that you now planted in is yoysa mi beis asayim. It gets a bit of a karmelis. The other side becomes a chatzish niflitz b'mloya aser. The whole karfif is going to be aser. If, however, the area that you planted was less than more than beis asayim, meaning it was beis asayim is okay. If it was beis asayim or less, so then you're not going to have a problem. Because the only havamina that you could have a problem is that you just took your karfif and you turned it into a tale of two cities. Because now one half of it is hukuf ledira, or one half of it is loy hukuf ledira. Or in the Erevin vernacular, one half of it is a karfif, the other half of it now is a chotzer, because it's hukuf ledira. So there would have been a havamina, then I shall have a mita, that this should also be a problem. The reason is, because being that they're two separate rishuyos, so maybe I viter can't carry from one to the other. So if I can't carry from one to the other, so again, I have a problem of nifritz b'mloy l'malkum aser. I can't carry from the chotzer to the karfif. I can't carry from the karfif to the chotzer. We're looking half of the karfif as being a chotzer, the one side that's hukuf ledira, and the other half as being a karfif. But Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua is saying you don't have to worry about that. If it's beis asayim, it's fine. Why? Because I hold like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds gagris, chatzeris, and karfifas are rishus achas. So there is no problem to carry from one side to the other. If there's no problem to carry from one side to the other, there's no problem. Nifritz b'mloy, the makom aser. As a result, this is not going to be an issue. But one thing comes out from the way Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua seemed to explain the Braisa, and that is, or at least from his statement that he made, that we don't care about roiv. All we care about is the area that's loy hukuf ledira yoysa mi beis asayim, then it's a karmelis, the other side is now going to be a nifritz b'mloy l'makom ma'aser. This is where we run into erevin problems. But if there is no area that's yoysa mi beis asayim, there's no problem. We hold like Reb Shimon, Echad Gagis, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Karfifas is Rishus Achas, and I don't care about Roiv. Freak the Gemara, the Reb Shimon, Nami, what happened to Roiv? Kivin in Israel, Ruba, Yehava, Humiyuta, Batulei, the Gabi, Ruba, Vabalei, Karfif, Yoysim, Beis, Asayim, Vaaser, Lechura, even if the area that you now planted in, the area that is now going to be deemed Loi Hukuf Ledira, is less than more than Beis Asayim, but if it's more than the other side of the Gina, then we should have a roiv. And if we have a roiv, we should say rubai kikulai or pitol baroiv. You have to know which Rav we're applying. But there should be a concept of Rav over here that says that we should look at the whole Karfif now, all parts of the Karfif, as being like Gufladira. And the halach is the whole thing should be Yasser. So the Gemara is very persuaded by this question. So the Gemara says we have to introduce the second version of what Rav Huna B'Rei Yeshua might have meant. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar Hami Yutashar. Rav Huna B'Rei Yeshua wasn't commenting on the first part of the Braisa. First part of the Braisa said that if you have Rav that's Loihoka Fladira, meaning because Rav of it you planted Chitin or Tfuah, vegetables, so the halacha is the whole thing is going to be a problem because of the halachas of Rav. He was commenting on the other part, which is, it's mavur that if it would be a miyut only of loihok of ladiro, in that case it would be okay. There's no roiv, it's only a miyut, so what's going to be a problem? On that, Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua said, not so fast. Meaning, before you run ahead and you start carrying in this karfif, you still have to do some measuring. You still have to check off a few boxes. Why? Because that's only true el delay havi beis asayim. That's only true if the area, that's the miyut, which is where you planted, which is now going to be loy hook of the deer. Originally it was hook of the deer. Now you went ahead and planted, and now it's loy hook of the deer. So you have to make sure that that area is not base asayim. Avol, base asayim, if that area would be base asayim, aser, it would be aser. And the reason is because if it's base asayim, it's too chashuv. And it can't be batal. There's halachas in the world of bittul, of chaticha, ruyul eschabed, a davashab haminyan, a barrier. There's certain things that are just too valuable, they're too chashuv in order for them to be batal. So if it's base asayim, it's already going to be too chashuv. And if it's too chashuv, it's going to not be batal. So what if it's not going to be batal? Everything is going to be aser. Everything is going to be aser. Why? So the answer is that everything is going to be aser because it must be. There's only one reason. Because what could be the only issue over here? On one side, it's hukuf ladira. That could be a city long, and it won't be a problem. On the other side, it's like hukuf ladira, but it's only beis hasayim. Beis hasayim, it's ad the ad bechal. Up until beis hasayim is fine. So it's within the shear of where even if it's loyhok of adir, it's going to be okay. The only problem that we can possibly have is that you have, again, a tale of two karfifs. You have one side that's technically a chatzar, and the other side which is technically a karfif. And if you hold like the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to carry from a chatzar to a karfif, so then it comes out, both the chatzar and the karfif are nifritz b'mloy l'mokum ha'asar. As a result, you're going to have a problem. Zok the Gemara, come on, who's this going like a Rabbanon? Must be going according to Rabbanon. Rabbi Yirmiyami Difti, this is the third version. He went lakula. He said no. Again, Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua wasn't commenting on Roiv. Meaning if the Karfif would be Roiv, like Hukaf Ladira, I don't care how big it is or how small it is. As long as the entire Karfif is Yosem and Beis Hasayim, and that was the case, the halach is, it's all going to be a problem. The reason is because Roiv, Rubei Kekulei, Bittel B'Roiv, the whole thing is going to be an issue. The comment Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua made is what happens if the Chelik, that's like Hukaf Ladira, is the Miyot. There is a point where we say it's not going to be Batal, and that could have implications. In the first version, if it's even a Beis Hasayim, it's already a problem. Beis Hasayim is chashuv enough that it's not Batal. Once it's not batal, we look at it as a karfif, not as a chatzar. Half as a chatzar, half as a karfif. You run into a problem because who are we going like? The rabbanon, they're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Male, they're both nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'aser. Rabbi Yirmi Midifti's version is no lakula. He held that hamiyut ashari, same deal. But Amar Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua lo yamaron elo beis hasayim. Beis hasayim is okay. Avol yoisim beis hasayim aser. If it's yoisim beis hasayim, then you're going to run into a problem. Why? Kamank Rav Shimon, because he held that Rav Shimon. Because he held that even though you'll tell me that beis hasayim is too chashiv and it's not to be bottled, I could accept that. But at the same time, who cares? At the end of the day, it doesn't change anything. So I have a big karfif, half of it is hook of ladira, half of it is loy hook of ladira. What's the problem? I hold like Rav Shimon that chatzer, gagas, karfifas are all one and the same. So there's no nifritz b'mloy l'makom aser. You know when you run into a problem of nifritz b'mloy l'makom aser, where the chelik that's loy hook of ladira is yoysim ibeis asayim. Oh, if it's yoysim ibeis asayim, that's a karmelis. Now the other chelik is a real legitimate Nifritz b'mloy l'makom aser, that's when you're going to have an issue. Exhale. Zok the Gemara vayta tana ruba, not that rubai, hareu kachatzu mutter. So you have a karfif that's hukuf ladira. A little bit of an oxymoron, because usually a karfif by definition is loy hukuf ladira. But you have a karfif where you put mechitzas around it and you had in mind ladira. And now you went ahead and you started changing. In one scenario, you went and you planted seeds so that vegetables should grow. In the other scenario, you planted trees. Vegetables makes it a makom that's loy hukuf ladira. Trees is hokuf l'dira. So the Gemara Amrav Yehuda Amrav Avimi v'husha asuyin it's tabloys. The only time trees makes a hokuf l'dira is only if the trees are in rows. Rashi says shurois v'noi lo shevesham. So now you have nice scenery. So it's geshmak. It's very batam to spend time there. So it's hokuf l'dira. But otherwise, if you have a bunch of random trees all over the place, that's considered loy hokuf l'dira. Rav Nachman Amrav Nachman said avu bishen asuyin it's tabloys. Even if it's not, it's tabloys. My Yehuda ikla l'beir afuna. My Yehuda was once by Yehuda ready to be too. Kazinu l'hanu loy avidi. He saw trees in an area there were no itzdablois, the kometalti begavayu, and they were carrying. Obviously, it was Yosem Ibeis Hasayim, and they were carrying. He said, "What's going on? This is a karku of Shloi Hukav Ladira." They said, "But there's trees." He said, "Who cares this trees? But it's not nice rows of trees. This is a bunch of trees all over the place." Amalei. So he told him back, Lysovel Amarla. Ha'avimi, Amalei, so he told him, no, I'm not Rav Nachman, I look Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is the sheet that knows that even if it's not its tabloids, it's still going to be okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Another halacha from Rav Nachman, as it relates to the halachas of Karfiv. Karfiv, Yosim Beis HaSayim, Shal Hukav Ladir. If you have a Karfiv, it's more than Beis HaSayim, it's like Hukav Ladir. So again, in halacha, it's treated as a Karfiv. Kate Hadu Oysa, what do? If you want to fix this Karfiv, meaning you want to make this Karfiv now a place that you're allowed to carry despite the fact that it's Yosem Mibes HaSayim. So the easy thing to do would be, you can make it a little bit smaller, but you don't want to make it smaller. Another thing you could do is you could take down the mechitzas and put them back up. But presumably that's also a big tercha. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, there's a shortcut. There's an easy way out. You know what you could do? Geshmak. Pirates by Pirtza Yosem Yasser. What you could do is you can make a piritza in one of the walls that are going to be more than 10 amis wide. If it's more than 10 amis wide, now it's a nitkein mechitza. So now you have to go ahead and you have to rebuild it. But how much do you have to rebuild? You don't even have to rebuild the whole thing. All you have to do is you have to narrow the gap that it's going to be less than more than 10 amis. That's going to be fine. As long as you make it 10 amis, it's going to be fine. You don't have to take down a full wall. All you have to do is make a pirtz of Yosem Yasser Amis, and then just add a little bit. It's like this. Once you redid one of the mechitzos, that's going to be enough. Iboy luhu paratz amu v'godar amu uparatz amu v'godar atshashun liyosem yasser mai. Do you have to take down all 10 amis in one shot? What would be if you replaced, you took down an amma, then you replaced it. And then you took down another amma of brick, and then you replaced that. And then you took down another amma, you replaced that. So if you look at the sum total of everything that you did, you will have taken down enough to have made an appearance of Yosem Me'eser Amas. But you never had Yosem Me'eser Amas in one shot. What's the halachas? If this shmooze sounds a little familiar, it's because the Gemara is about to mention verbatim a discussion that we saw together in Masech de Shabbos. Amalei. So the Gemara says, he told him, Lav Hainu Detanan, isn't it a Mefurish Mishnah? What's this Mishnah? Kol Kli Balibatim, Shi'uran Kiri Moinim, Ol Kli Balibatim. If you have a Keli that a Balabayas use, that's Tomei. So one of the ways to be Metayer is if it gets a hole. So it's no longer in a position where you can use it for what you ordinarily would use it for. So the halach is, by definition, it becomes tar. So what's the size of the hole? The shear is like a remind. If it's so big that you can take a pomegranate and you can put it in and out, that's already a very big hole. It loses its status as keli, and at this point, it's going to be tar. Boy, chizkis. Chizkis had a shayla. Nikiv kumaitzi zayis. Fisas. What would be if somebody made a hole outside first, the size of a remote, but you never had a hole the size of the remote in one shot. Meaning you made a little hole and then you plugged it. Then you made another little hole and you plugged it. So in sum total, you have a hole the size of a remote, but never in one shot. Is that enough to say that Lemaise had a hole the size of a remote and so now it's going to be tar, or it never had it in once? Nikiv kumaitzi zayis v'sasme. V'chaz of nikiv kumaitzi zayis v'sasme. Actually, shiv lemaitzi remote. You had a maitzi. Ma, what's the halach? Only Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Talmud of Chizkiyah. Rabbi Yochanan is almost always the Rebbe in Shas. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is the Talmud. He said, Rebbe, Shani Solano, you taught us something very similar. Sandal, Shinivsaka Achas Meyavnov. If you had a sandal as a shoe, that was Tame. It was Tame Tumas Medris, a Zav walked in it. As a result, it's Tame Tumas Medris. And one of its straps came off, Fitikna, then you fixed it. The halach is Tame Medris, still Tame Tumas Medris. So the assumption is that this sandal has two straps. One of the straps comes off, it's still a shoe. If it's still a shoe, it's going to be a Nivsakot Shniya. If, however, the second one came out, off Vitikna, and then you fix that tahar mena medris. The halachas is going to be tahar tumas medris. Avo tami maga medris. It's going to be tami by virtue of the fact that it came in contact with something that was tami tumas medris. Meaning it's going to be a rishon l'tumah. We don't need that for now. But what we need is that what happened was this shoe was tami. The way it is now going to be tahar is by removing its straps. You need to remove both straps. Both straps were not removed at the same time. First one was removed, you put it back. And then the other one was moved and it was put back. And Rabbi Chizkiya told Rabbi Yochanan that Talach is no Tumas Medras anymore. The reason is, the first one was taken off, it was still Tomei. Why? Because he had the second one. Okay, when the second one was taken off, it should still be Tomei because he had the first one. And Chizkiya explained it with the following words, Panim Chadash is Bo Lekan. He said, because it's true, you never had one point in time where you were missing both straps. But a beautiful lumnus, at the end of the day, what's the aside of Tahira? It's not the same Keli anymore. Panim Chadash is Bo Lekan. So right now it's a different Keli. So Rabbi Yochanan told Chizkiya that you have a Shaila, you have a Keli of a Balabayas, where the halach is, if it has a hold the size of Riemann, it's going to be tar. What would be if it didn't have a hold the size of Riemann in one shot? A Kezias after a Kezias after a Kezias. Do you say it's Mitzdarif or do you not say it's Mitzdarif? So Rabbi Yochanan said, L'chayra hachi nami, Pon Chadash is Bo'okan. I think it's the same exact Shaila. So Rabbi Yochanan told this Rabbi Chizkiya, he said, Rabbi, Shanisolanu, isn't this something? Boy, Chizkiya. Chizkiya asked the Shaila and Shir. So Rabbi Yochanan raised his hand and he told Chizkiya, I have a perfect tzushtel. Your halacha that you said regarding Tumas Medris, I think it's a tzushtel to this. So the Gemara says that when Chizkiya heard what Rabbi Yochanan said, and we have a raid bite on this, he said, Kari Olel, Leis Din Bar Enush, as Nishkein Mensch, he's a malach to say such a svar. Ikidami, some say he said the opposite, going Din Bar Nash, you want to know what's made that mensch? Cook it from Yochanan. But either way, this is the Gemara's Sushtel. The Gemara is saying that just like you find this idea regarding Tumas Medris, and you find this idea with regards to Kli Bali Batin, that Shirim Kerimainim, so Lachura reasons to say you'd have the same thing with regards to a Karfif, that's Yoisimi Beisosayim, that was Loi Hukif Ladira, and you want to fix the Karfif now, you want to make it Hukif Ladira. You don't have to take down all four walls, you don't even have to take down one wall. What you need to do is you need to make a gap that's Yoisimi Yeser Amis, and then narrow the gap to where it's only 10 amas. That in and of itself is going to be okay. The question is, even when you make that gap, you have to do it in one shot? The Teretz says no. There's a svar of panim chadoshos bo lekan, a very geshmak svar, and that in and of itself is going to be good. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oysa inyan. Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Rechava sha'acheri abatin. So we've been talking about a chatzer, a gag, a karfif. These are all nuances. You almost had to be there to fully appreciate it. But a rechava is, again, an area that was often me'acheri habatin. It was often behind the house. It was often closed off by mechitzas, which means that in halacha, it had a din of a reshus hayachin, and it was often lehukaf ladira, meaning nothing was really done in this rechava. So Rav Kahana said that if you have a rechava, it's behind the house, it's yoisim based asayim. Rashi adds that in metaltum by elabadal ramis has a din of a caramelist, and you know that a carry dalam. Some Rav Nachman said a pesach le pesach mutal taltum bekulay. If there would be a door that goes from the back of the house into the rechava, then the rechava becomes like a backyard. At that point, the halacha is it's now hukaf ladira, and then it's going to be okay. In other words, pesach matira. The pesach is matir. Lo yamar. However, Rav Nachman said this is only true. Elashe pesach. First, there was a pesach ulabasayif hukaf, and then afterwards he made the mechitzas because then it looks like you made the mechitzas because you want to spend some time. You made a door, you have a back door. I guess it was uncommon to have this back door. Now you have a back door, you are makif the area, so now the rechava becomes hukav aval hukav. But let's say first the hakif was there, ula b'saif pasach, and then you made the pesach there, loy. Then the loch is, it's not going to be okay. If the pesach comes, I mean, pesach has an ability to matter. And you see there's a concept of taking something that's loy hukav ladira and converting it to hukav ladira. But a pesach itself can make something, a rechava that was loy hukav ladira, into a hook of ladira. Freik de gemara, pesach l'basayif hook of pshita. I mean, you're telling me the only time the pesach works is when the pesach was there and then the hekif came? That would seem obvious. I mean, why else did you make the hekif there? So the gemara says, leitzricha d'isbei beidari. It's talking about where there was other things there. There was tfu over there. Some other time I would have thought that the beidari avde. It's not clear that you're making the hekif to actually spend time there. Maybe you're doing it for some of the tfu that's there, for the work that gets done there. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Another halacha, karfif, yoytzim beis asayim. If you have a karfif, it's yoytzim beis asayim. In this case, it was hukif ladira. So it's fine. If it's hukav ladira, then it's not an issue. It's a regular rishus hayachid, despite the fact that it's yoytzim beis asayim. So what happened? What's the catch? Right? Every eruvin case has a catch. The catch is v'nesmali mayim. This area now got filled with water. So what? How do you look at it now? Meaning, in the beginning of the daf, the Gemara brought a braisa that said if you have a karfif yoytzim beis asayim that was hukav ladira, and you have vegetables there. So what's the halacha? It now becomes loy hukav ladira. What if you have trees there? trees is hukah for deer. What about water? That's the shayla. The slav rabbanu lemei makiz ram damu. The chachamim thought this is probably like zram vaaser, and it should be a problem. Amalu rab abba achu the rab nashar shiachim minim b'shmei the rav. I'll tell you what I heard from rav. Mayim kinetam damu v'shari. Mayim is treated like netam. It's treated like trees, and it's going to be mutar. Amar amnei amar amnei. I said who the chazin l'tashmish. This is only true if you could drink the water. Rashi's lashon. The ein lo chadira meula mizu. If you have an area that's hukaf mechitzais and is drinkable water. Back in the day, we take for granted that we have water that we could drink today. There's water, then you can't drink the water. Even if it's chazin l'tashmisha, it's only elosh ein ba'imka yoiser mi beis asayim. You have to make sure that there's no area that's yoiser mi beis asayim that's 10 tfachim deep. Meaning, if the water is a little too deep, that can be a problem. Avi yesh ba'imka yoiser mi beis asayim asar. Ayin Rashi. But the Gemara says v'lav milsehi mi de dahavi akarya de peri. If you would have a pile of pears. Nobody cares how tall the pile would be. I mean, even if it's 10 tfachim, which is a shear that in Erevin sometimes is kevei or reshus b'fnayatzmai, that doesn't matter. As it relates to this halacha, it's always going to be okay, and the Gemara is going to conclude today's daf with an Erevin story. Hahi Rechava. There was a Rechava, which loosely translated is a backyard, but whereas our backyards are places that people spend time, this is an area that was very much considered loy hukaf ledira. Davoy bepum nahara. It was in Pum Nahara. That's a place. The chad gisa have a pasiach lamasa. On one side, again, a picture is worth 2,000 words in this case. On one side, the Rechava opened up into a mavoy, which opened up into the Rishos HaRabim, as the Mavoyos always did. The Chad Gisen on the other side, Pasiach L'Shvil Shal Krom, it opened up to a path that made its way through vineyards. Very picturesque, nice scenery, but it went through the vineyards. So you have a Rechava, which is this barren area. It's Mukaf Mechitzos. It has a Pesach on two of its sides, on the wider sides. On one side, it opens up to a mavui, and on the other side, it opens up to a shvil shal kramim. The shvil shal kramim have isolik luguda dinahar. If you took the shvil shal kramim, yashar, 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 adasof, basically you would end up by a nahar. But that nahar had a mechitza that was 10 tfachim tall. Now, the one piece that the Gemara doesn't mention that's relevant to the story that Rashi adds is that on the other side of the mavui, where it opened up into Rishos HaRabim, there was a tzuras ha-pesach. So from an Erevin, from a halachic standpoint, there's a lot of information here, but from a halachic standpoint, what we need to know is this whole area is Mukaf Mechitzas. Because on one side you have a Rishos HaRabim with a Tzuras HaPesach. On the other side you have the Nahar, which has a Guda, which has a wall, which is a perfect Mechitza. And everywhere around it, it's Mukaf Mechitzas. The issue over here is that in between, smack in the middle, there's a Rechava. The Rechava itself is Loi Hukaf Ladira. And if the Rechava itself is Loi Hukaf Ladira, and it's Yoisemi Beis Asayim, which it was, so that's also an issue, because now if it's Loi Hukaf Ladira, it's Yoisemi Beis Asayim, the Rechava itself is going to have a Din of a Karmelis. So again, you have a Rechava in the middle. That's the centerpiece of this picture. On one side, the Rechava opens up to a Mavi, which goes to a Rishos HaRabim. There's a Tzuras HaPesach between the Mavi and the Rishos HaRabim. On the other side, the Rechava opens up into to a Shvil that Shal Kramim, which goes all the way to the Nar, which again, on the other side of the Nar, there's also on the other side of the Nar, there's a Guda de Nahara, and because there's a Guda de Nahara, so that area also is Mukaf. The problem is that smack in middle, you have this Rechava. And the issue was, how are you allowed to carry in the Mavoy? And how are you allowed to carry in the Shvil Shal Kramim? What's the problem? The problem is, because if you can't carry from the Mavoy to the Rechava, can't even carry in the Rechava. You can't carry from the Shvil Shal Kramim into the Rechava. So now the Mavui becomes Nifritz B'mloy L'makam Aser, and the Shvil Shal Kramim becomes Nifritz B'mloy L'makam Aser. So what we have is one big issue over here. So the problem is, you couldn't carry. So the Bnei Noah, they wanted to know what to do. So they went to Abaya. And Rava, and we'll see, Abaya and Rava gave different opinions, obviously. So he went to Abaya first. They said, Omer Abaya. Abaya said, Hey, Chinavit, Vaz Ometam. We have to do something for the Chevra over here in Pum Nahara. They have to be able to carry here. It's very inconvenient. So what can we do for them? Lavit, Le Mechitza Gudin Na Nahara. So his first suggestion was that maybe what we should do is let's make the Rechava, let's convert it from being Loi Hukav Ladira to Hukav Ladira. How are you going to do that? You're going to make a mechitza. Okay, where are you going to put the mechitza? We don't want to start knocking down walls. Way too tedious. You know what we're going to do? Let's go to the Gudin and Nahara.
Let's go to the boardwalk. Right now, you have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. Let's add another 10 tefachim. And we'll have in Zinnin that 10 tefachim is hukal b'dir for the Rechava. And now it's going to be okay. Hey, but Abaye said that doesn't work. Because Einoise Mechitza Gabi Mechitza. This is Erevin 101. You can't make a Mechitza on a Mechitza. That's not. Once you have a Mechitza already, just adding to the Mechitza doesn't do anything. If you knock down a wall and you build a wall from scratch, so then you can have new Kavanas. But once the wall's there already, that's not going to be good. Lava late Tzuras HaPesach HaPumad Shvul Shekramim. So then he said, let's make a Tzuras HaPesach. He said, that's a decent idea. Let's put a Tzuras HaPesach by the Shvul Shekramim. Meaning where the Shvul Shekramim meets the Rechava, we'll put a Tzuras HaPesach there. Now it's no longer Nifrat B'mloyoy L'makam Aser. So now it's going to be okay. But Abai said practically that wasn't a good idea because Asu G'malim Sha'adin Lake, because there were camels there and the camels were going to knock Elam Rabaya. So Abai said a Chiddush. You know what you should do? Le'evid Lechi Apischa D'Shul Shul Kram. It's a very big Chiddush. He said put a Lechi by the Pesach of the Shul Shul Kram. Okay. What's the lechi going to do? The migu, the mahani, l'shvil shol kramim. Being that the lechi would help me for the shvil shol kramim, because at the very least what the lechi would do is it would make the shvil shol kramim no longer nifritz b'mloyoy l'makam aser. Nahani nami l'ruchava. Here's the punchline. It would work also as a mechitza for the ruchava, because even though a lechi, this is, by the way, Abaya shtikal l'shitasai, who holds lechi, oibim meil of havi lechi, which the Gemara said on Daf Tezvav means that he holds lechi mishu mechitza, which is right up Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas on the first Rashi in the Masechta says, Rashi says, lechi is heker, what do you mean? We paskin like Abaya, yal kagam, lechi mishu mechitza, which means that it really is a mechitza. But the point is that you make a lechi, the lechi will now make that the shvil shal kromim is not nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. It's, but, and now we can invoke the principle of migu, which you find not only above a kam, above a mitzi, above a basra. But you find migu throughout Shas, unbeknownst. You find it everywhere. There's an idea that once the lechi works for the shvil shal kramim, that it shouldn't be different from loy makam aser. So now lechi mishum mechitza, it's a mechitza for the rechava. So what? Now that mechitza is hukaf ladira, so it's no longer loy hukaf ladira. If it's no longer loy hukaf ladira, now the whole rechava is kosher. The whole rechava is kosher. You can carry even on the mavi side. Everything is going to be a fun. So you don't even need a Tzuras HaPesach. Just put a lechi, and you can work with the svar. Amalei Rava. So Rava said that I have a problem with this. You know why? So you could have said maybe Rava would say lishitasi lechi yoyim meil of loy avi lechi. Lechi is mishum heker light, but that's not what Rava said. Rava said yoyimu people are going to say lechi meil l'shvil shol kram adamim. Rava was a little worried the way Rashi explains that people weren't going to see the wall on the other side of the Nahar. This is interesting. See, he thought people were going to look at the Shvil Shal Kramim as a Mavi Mefulash. And if people were going to look at the Shvil Shal Kramim as a Mavi Mefulash, and they're going to see you put a Lechi on one side, they're going to make a mistake, an assumption, that just like Lechi works for a Mavi She'ena Mefulash, maybe it works for a Mavi Mefulash as well. And that's a mistake that can lead to terrible, terrible Chil Shabbos. And that's something Rava was worried about. And the Rava said, don't do that. Elamai Rava, so what should you do? He said, what you should do is you should put a lechi, meaning he was okay with lechi, but put a lechi on the other side, not on the shvil shal kramim side, put it on the pischa de masa side. Oh, on that side, I don't have a problem with it. Because near people are going to see the two side walls in a mavi. There was a Tzuras HaPesach in the front, like Rashi spoke at the beginning of the Gemara, and now you have a lechi, a mavi mefulish that has a Tzuras HaPesach and a lechi, that's going to be okay. And how does the lechi fix the rechava? You need it to fix the rechava, so you should be able to carry on the shvil shal kramim side as well. So he said, the same principle of migu, the migu, the mahanile, lechi, the masa, mahani nami, the rechava, zokta gemar. Hilkach. So what's the bottom line? The tula be masi guf shari. You're definitely allowed to carry in the mavet, for sure. The tula be rechava guf shari. You're allowed to carry in the rechava as well. Shaila says the Gemara is, me masa le rechava, umi rechava le masa. Am I allowed to carry from the masa to rechava and from the rechava to masa? So we just went ahead and let's go with Rava's pshat. We put a lechi by the entranceway of the mavui to the rechava. So the mavui is perfect. I mean, the mavui is mamish. This is like mahadrim and amahadrim. The rechava itself just got itself a new wall, the lechi, mishum mechitza, that was hukaf ladira. So even though it's yoysen v'beis hasayim, it's not going to be a problem either. So I can for sure carry in the mavui, I can for sure carry in the rechava. The question is, can I carry from one to the other? So what's the shayla? I mean, at first glance, it should be talui a little bit in Rab Shimon and the Rabbanon, or at the very least, Maybe I should have to make an Eruvin Chatzeres, because that's the worst case scenario I shouldn't have to do. So the Gemara said, Pligi Barav Acha V'Ravina, Chad Asa V'Chad Shari. One said it's Asa, one said it's Mutter. Man, the Shari, the man that said it's Mutter, said it's Mutter, the Leku the Yair. He said, I don't see what the problem should be. At the end of the day, nobody really spends time in the Rechava, so it doesn't have real dwellers there. And if there are no dwellers, so it definitely doesn't have a different partnership structure than does the Mavoi. So I don't think you're running into Eruvin Chatzeres issues. What's Eruvin Chatzeres issue? Where Reuven owns this and Reuven, Shimon, and Levi own that. That's when you run into problems. Man does the man that said it's a problem. It's true, right now there's no Diyarim. But you never know what's going to happen in the future. What happens if later there's going to be Diyarim? If later there's going to be Diyarim, so then already you could run into an Eruvah Chatzeres issue. So this is a Chumri Yisera. He said that even though you can carry in the Mavi, you can carry in the Chavra, and from that snap, you should be able to carry from the Mavi to the Rechav and vice versa. Man, I'm just a little paranoid. You never know what might happen in the future. Why? You never concerned someone's going to sell a house. But here, there's no diyarin. So maybe somebody will come and decide to be machzik in it. Somebody will decide he wants to do something there. And then already there will be diyarin. And maybe the diyarin will be different than the diyarin at the chatzar. And then the mavoi. And it's for that reason he thought this was an issue. And now, it's in Tzveitin Mal, exhale. So just one ha'ara, continuing on the raid from yesterday. As it relates to high-level Erevin, Shabbos, and some of the sugyas that Baruch Hashem, we spent a lot of time together learning. And that is, we mentioned the Mishkanes Yaakov's Kasha, which is really the Bir Halachas Kasha. Incidentally, the Nusach of the way the Mishkanes Yaakov asks the Kasha, and the way the Bir Halach asks the Kasha is a little bit different, but we don't have to focus on that nuance now. But what are we talking about? So we know that in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it's not enough that it's not a Rishus HaYachid. It's also not enough that the public has the right to use it, and even that the public uses it. But rather, you have to check off some boxes. It has to meet certain technical criteria. The Makar to the technical criteria is the Gemara and the Rishonim, and it's all put together and summarized in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Mem Heisiv Katan Zayin. The Mechaber says, in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it has to be at the very least 16 Amos wide. Additionally, it has to be Mefulish Mishar Lashar. Additionally, it has to be Eina Makura. And then finally, V'yeshem, says the Shulchan Aruch, it has to be a place, in order for it to be a Rishus HaRabim, where 600,000 people are Oivrim B'chol Yom. If, however, the place is a Rishus HaRabim, in the generic sense, however, it's not a Rabim on the level of 600,000, halachically speaking, it would not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. The Makar to the Yesh Oimrim is Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas, other Rishonim as well. The Taz says that there are many Rishonim that argue with Rashi and Tosfos. However, he did the math, and there's more Makilim than there are Machmirim. The Bir Halacha says that the Taz got his list from the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef 500 years ago hadn't seen all the Rishonim that we have access to today. And he says that the Beis Yosef seen the list today, he would have known that there's much more Machmirim than there are Rishonim. The bottom line is, this is a tumult of the ages. Whether in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it requires a criteria of Samech Riboy, 600,000 people, or even if you don't have 600,000 people, then in and of itself would be enough for it to be Rishus HaRabim. The Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Mem Hei, and also in Siman Shin Gimel asks a Gevaldig Akasha. The Rishonim say that even though once upon a time Rishus HaRabim was a very important part of life, but Ha'idna, nowadays, Rishonim said this, there's no real Rishus HaRabim. And the reason the Rishonim said Ha'idna, again, in their times, there's no real Rishus HaRabim, is because one of the times, this is Taisel HaShitasai, is that you have to have 600,000 people. I mean that it's Lo Shchiach to have 600,000. Not only Lo Shchiach, it doesn't exist. It's not Matzli. There is no Rishus HaRabim. So he said the whole idea of Rishus HaRabim is not really Negeya. This Shita of the Bali Taisis is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchah Shabbos, in Siman Chin Gimel. We spoke about this when we learned Hilchah Shabbos, Perik Bameh Yisha Yoitza. The Halach is Medina de Gemara. It's a Mishnah. It's a whole Perik in Shas. A woman's not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a concern. She may meet her friend, and her friend is going to comment on a piece of jewelry that she's wearing. Dilma Sholfa, she'll take the jewelry off to show it to her friend, Mechavya, and they're going to come to carry Dalai Lama's Mishnas HaRabim. And Tosfos says, the women today are not Machbid. Women today wear jewelry on Shabbos. Aye, what happened to the Kishash, Sholfa, Mechavya? So Tosfos says, there's no Rishus HaRabim today. So even if a woman would do that, she wouldn't violate Havara's Dalai Lama's Mishnas HaRabim midday rice. So everything's only a caramelist. Today, no worries. It's not something you have to be concerned. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down this Yesh Oimrim, which is that a Rishus HaRabim has to be a place where you have 600,000, and today there's no real Rishus HaRabim, and as a result, it impacts different halachas. Afreik the Bir Halacha, and again, this comes really from the Mishkanes Yaakov, And others, and that is, if that's the case, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. When Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we don't take Dalet Minim. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Why? It's afraid to be Allah. He says, I don't understand. If you're telling me there's no real Rosh Hashanah, the Bali Tosfos said it in their times, in the Middle Ages. And then the Beis Yosef already brought it in Shulchan Aruch several hundred years later. So if there's no Rosh Hashanah, so what are we doing? So why aren't we blowing Shofar this year? Why aren't we reading the Megillah on Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos? Why aren't we taking Dalet Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis B'Shus Harabim. I thought there's no chash. If you're telling me you don't have to worry about a woman wearing jewelry, Shofar Mechavya, so why are we being mevatel these important mitzvahs where Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita Dovah B'Itay Ma'atoiv, and we're just making away with these mitzvahs? What? Because of a gzerah that existed 1,000 years ago? L'chur, it's not Negeya B'Zman Hazeh. So if it's not Negeya B'Zman Hazeh, why is it that this is something that we're still so worried about? So yesterday we mentioned a beautiful mahalach from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. It was the second time we mentioned it. We mentioned in Masechta Shabbos from the longest perspective, the nafkamina between Hoytzam Rishus Hayachal Rishus Harabim versus being Mavrid Dalet Amis Rishus Harabim. Yesterday we mentioned it from the standpoint of the Erevin implications. But regardless, Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush. There's a tshuva from the Marsham. In Shalos HaTshuvas Marsham, Chelok Gimel Simin Kuf Peich Tches. He brings that the Kasha was asked to the Besamim Rosh. He brings a teres that the Besamim Rosh says, and he says a whole shtickle Torah really to explain something that the Besamim Rosh said. But Ayoitse Me Hadvarim from the Marsham is two terutzim to this Kasha. Mention the second teretz first. The second teretz the Marsham says is that I want to shtel tzu a Magen Avraham, something that we've spoken about in the past, in Hilchis Birchas Hamaz, just to show how everything is so interconnected. The halacha is, achal, if somebody eats, the any idea in Birech Birchas Hamazan, he doesn't know if he benched in love. I mean, he has a Safik Birchas Hamazan. So the halacha is Sarek Levarek Misafik. You have to bench again Misafik. Why? Mipnei Shehim in Atayr. Because Birchas Hamazan is Deiraisa. Even though usually Safik Brachas is Lahakil, but Safik Birchas Hamazan is Le chumra, and the reason is because Birchas HaMazon is a Deiraisa. Shakul Nibidvari is only the Rabbanon. Any Birchas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanon. Al Netilas Yedayim is the Rabbanon. But Birchas HaMazon is the Deiraisa. So I mean that it's a Deiraisa. Och v'nidayim birch Birchas HaMazon im lav. Tzarech levarech misafik. And again, the reason is Mibnei Shei Min HaTorah. Says the Magen Avraham one line that was Marish Shalomois. And that is V'tzarech levarech gam bracha revias. If you have a safik, if you have to bench, it's not enough to bench the first three brachas. You have to bench the fourth bracha as well. Why? The loyal is al zulepa. So you shouldn't be mezalzel in it. In other words, the Magen Avraham had a nice shayla. If you have a safik, if you have to bench, so you bench me safik. Why? Because it's a sveika de reisa. The chiyah brichas hamazin is a chiyah de reisa. V'yachalta v'savatu v'rachtas Hashem alokecha. Safik de reisa l'chumra. But we know only the first three brachas on the de reisa. The fourth bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv was instituted after Churban Bayesheni. Hatoiv shenitnu l'kfurev HaMeitiv shaloi hisriach. It's related to Rabbi Akiva and the dire of post Bar Kochva revolution and Churban Beitar, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas. Hatoiv HaMeitiv is rabbinic. It's not biblical. It's a chiyav derabbanon. It's not a chiyav deraisa. So if that's the case, clears the Magen Avraham. If someone has a safik brachas hamazon, he's going to bench now. Should he bench only the first three brachas? Because only those hamid deraisa. But klapi atoiv ha-meidiv, it's a safik derabbanon. Hadur dina sveik derabbanon l'kula. Or maybe no. Once you're benching, you should bench in all four. Says the Magen Avraham, it's pashit. V'tzarech levarech gam bracha revias. Why? The loyles al zuweba. So the Marsham in this tshuva, as did other gedoyle achroinim in different tshuvas where they were discussing completely unrelated halachas, the Birchas Hamazon said, that you see from the Magen Avraham, they have to be very careful when it comes to takonis chazal. Because even though it's true, sveikah derabbanon l'kula, but if you do something that's going to show a zilzal in a derabbanon, you're not allowed to do that. Because sarich levarich gam bracha revias, the loyle zal zuleba. So he said that for years, for generations, there was a halacha that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Shema yavirenu dalet amis b'shus harabim. It was a real concern. There's a rishus harabim and shema yavirenu dalet amis b'shus harabim. So what do you want now? What's freik the bir halacha? What's freik the mishkan as yakiv? What did all the achrein and the shaylam eishiv? What's the kasha? That now that you don't have a rishus harabim, now all you have is a karmel is, let's go blow shofar. shofar again. So said the Marsham l'chura yesh loymar that if you're going to go blow shofar today on Shabbos, and people are going to say, what do you mean? I thought you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Oh no, that's a rishos harabim. This is only a Carmelis. You know what you're going to do? Ein l'chazuzul g'doy l'mizu. You're being mezuzul in the Carmelis because you're showing our Carmelis no big deal. Yeah, rishos harabim. I'm worried about you carrying a Carmelis. All right, it's not the end of the world. Says the Marsham, you can't be mezuzul in a Carmelis. So to go ahead and reinstate these mitzvahs. Why? Because it's only a Carmelis. That's a zilzal in a Carmelis. So would we have made the takana l'katchila for a Carmelis? No. Because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. We wouldn't make such a takana. But hank that we had the gzeira for a shasar abin. And now the mitzvah changed a little bit. The circumstances changed. So what do you tell me? Oh, it's only a Carmelis. That's a zilzal. You can't be mezalzel in the Carmelis. You don't have to make takanas for the Carmelis. But to be mezalzel there, you don't have to do. What's the precedence for that? So he says, Ke'en mashakosav amogan avram besimin kuf pei dalet. Half of a fellow. It's Ke'en this way. He's not shtelling it too, like it's the same halacha. But it's Ke'en. You want a moshel, exhibit A for such a concept that you don't make zeris maybe for the Rabbanans. But at the same time, you can't be mezalzel in the Rabbanan. That... you have this mug and Avram. Either way, that's the second teretz of the Marsham. But the first teretz of the Marsham is something that requires a little bit more iyun. The Marsham said, as it relates to this kasha, that I want to shtel tzu a Rashi in Parshas Ekev. The Rashi in Parshas Ekev is going on the pasuk that we say in Kriyashma, Vavadete Mehera Mialo Adama, and then we say afterwards, V'samtem es dvarei eila al levavchem v'al nafshechem. And Rashi says over there that from the smichus of the psukim, it sounds a little bit like the Torah is coming to tell us something. Meaning, v'chara, af Hashem, bochem, v'atzar, sashamay, v'lo yeymotar, v'adom, v'lo yisitein, es yivula, v'avadetem mehera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, this is the second parasha of Kriya, v'hoyim, shemaya, everything's going to be wonderful. V'nasati mitar artzachem bi'ito yeru malkash. V'os, after the ganachav, v'siroish, v'yitzarecha. But what's going to be if you're going to do the wrong thing, then it's going to be v'atzar, sashamay. V'avadetem mehera, min ha'oretz. Hashem says you're going to be thrown out of the land. What's the next pasuk? V'samtem es dvarem eila al avavchem v'al nafshechem ukshartem uchsavtem al mezuzas beisachu v'sharecha. Says Rashi that there's a smichus between the pasuk v'avadetem mehera and v'samtem. Afal pi shani megala eschem min ha'oretz l'chutz l'oretz. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though v'avadetem mehera, I'm throwing you out of Eretz Yisrael. I'm literally sending you into exile. But at the same time, heyo mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. Make sure that you keep the mitzvahs. Shekesha'atem chozrim, so that when you come back, lo yir lochem chadoshim. It shouldn't be as if you've never seen this mitzvah before. Meaning, the Torah says that even after v'avadetem mehera min ha'aretz, at the same time, v'samtem es dvarei eila al levavchem. Why? Because you have to make sure that when you're in galus, v'samtem es dvarei eila al levavchem. Meaning, there would have been a habit, meaning that maybe when you're in chutz la'aretz, you don't have to keep Torah mitzvah. Comes again the Torah and says, "Va'avadetem mehera." Next pasuk, "V'samtem es dvarei eila al levavchem." Af la'achar shetiglu heyem mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. He nichu tefillin asu mezuzos kidei shloyu aleichem chadoshim kishetachzeru. It's like this; it won't be new to you when you're going to come back. Unbelievable, Rashi. There would have been a havamina that when Yidur and Gauls don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. The Torah went out of its way to say that even though v'avadetem mehera min ha'aretz, v'samtem es dvarei eila al levavchem. Now the truth is, the makar to this Rashi is a Sefri. The Sefri is right here on this pasuk, the second parasha of Kriya Shema. In parasha Ekev, the Sefri says verbatim what Rashi says, and then the Sefri continues. Mashal melech. I'll explain to you in a mashal. Shekas halishtai. There was a melech that got very angry at his wife. V'chazra b'veis avim. He sent his wife home. Amr Allah, he told his wife, heaven mekushatim b'tachshitech. I want you to know that even though right now, you know, you're going to be home. You're not in the palace. But at the same time, every day, you should wake up and you should dress the part. Why? So that kishetachsiri, when I call you back, lo yu alecha kichadoshim. Kach omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael the same thing. Bonai, my sons. Heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs. Make sure you keep the mitzvahs. Shekshatim chayzrim, like this one, you're going to come back. Lo yu alechem chadoshim. Like this, it's not going to be new. She Yirmiyahu omer. Yirmiyahu anavi said, atzivi loch tziyonim. Elu ha-mitzvah she Yisrael mitzuyonim b'hem. Dvarim Niflan. That Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that even when you're in Golus, Vavadetem Meherim in Ha'aretz, but Vesamtem Es Dvarei El Alavavchem. Make sure you put on tefillin, make sure you keep the mezuzah. Why? Like the Moshel, like the Melech that sent his wife home, but at the same time said, listen, you never know when you're going to get called back. So that you should just every day act like a queen, because one day you're going to have to walk in and be a queen again. So it's in the same vein that even though you're in Chutz La'aretz, and maybe theoretically you should be Potem in HaMitzvahs, but at the same time, no, you have to make sure, Hey Mitzuyonim HaMitzvahs, Shekeshatem Chayzrim, Lo Yiyu Aleichem Chadashim. So said the Marsham, that you see from here, Dovin Noira, why do we keep mitzvahs when we're in Chutz La'aretz? It's only because one day we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And when we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to act like a queen again. We're going to have to be ready to be able to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. So everything we're doing now is mernit. This is all a dress rehearsal, literally. We put on tefillin. This is also that one day when we come into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be ready. We will have not missed a beat. We'll know exactly what we're supposed to, because otherwise we're going to forget. Otherwise we're going to be rusty. We're going to have to go dust off a Torah that was for 2,000 years Jews didn't observe. So we have to be ready, primed to be able to keep Torah and mitzvahs. So it says to Hashem, you know why we keep Torah and mitzvahs in Golus, Zok, Rashi, and Parashat Zeikim, and the Parashat Kirishma? So that we'll be prepared to do what we're supposed to do when we go back to Eretz Yisrael. He said, well, we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden are going to return, Uvoho, if the Meretz Ashur, Vahanidachim, Eretz Mitzrayim. When all the Yidden are going to come back, there's going to be more than Shishim Riba Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, if there's going to be more than Shishim Riba Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael is going to go back to being a Rishus Arabim again. If it's going to be a Rishus Arabim again, Shein Emold is going to be a Xer Shem Yavi Renu Dalar Amrus Bishus Arabim. So he said, Enochinami now in Golos, Ho'idna the Bali Toysva said, and Ho'idna, yeah, even the Shulchan Aruch said, we don't have a real Rishus Arabim. But we don't keep the mitzvahs because of Oidna. Everything we're doing now is like a rehearsal for what's going to be at some point in the future. Really, it's all about what's going to be when we come back. When we come back, Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Rishus HaRabim. So if Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Rishus HaRabim, when we come back, now already we have to behave as if it's a Rishus HaRabim. It's like a chinuch svara. Right, you mechanuch a child, gam ki yaskin li yasim edes. You always think, not what's the child now. What's the child going to be like when he's bar mitzvah? It's the same idea. It's not about now. It's all about the future, because that's what all Torah mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz is about. So said the Marsham, with this Rashi half of a fellow, that's another. So two beautiful terusim for the Marsham. The second one is based on the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Berachos on Mazon, and the other one is based on a Rashi in Parashas Zeichin. But just one aura as it relates to this Rashi. We have a little bit of time. This Rashi in Parashas Zeichin, and that is all the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Moishev Skenim, which is the Sefer on Chumash from the Bali Tosfos. All the Rishonim ask on Rashi two very, very obvious questions. Again, these are my own words, but this is what the Rishonim are struggling with. Number one, what's Pashup Shana Rashi? It just sounds so hard to accept this, Rashi. The reason we keep Torah Mitzvahs and Chutz La'aretz, the reason we're doing the daf now is really not because we have to do the daf now. It's like this, when Mashiach comes, we'll be primed to learn daf yoimi. Seriously? That's it just sounds so schwer. This is mamish like the queen that she's in her father's house, and really she's putting on the big day malchus, and really it's a litzonis, because it's no shaykhis. But she just has to be prepared, because one day, you never know. It's kosher. It's a very, very shver Rashi. V'oid, there's a mefurish gemara. A gemara mesechtes kedushin daf lamed zayin amid aleph. The Mishnah says, "Kol mitzvah shi'tluya ba'aretz, eino nehegazal ba'aretz." Any mitzvah that has something to do with the land, truma, ma'isa, shmita, bikurim, it's only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'eino tluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah that has nothing to do with the land, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Chutz mina arla v'kilayim reblezayim afa chadash v'advarim atikin. Zokti gemar minan imili. How do you know that a yid is obligated to keep mitzvahs that are not tluyos ba'aretz, even in chutz la'aretz, and mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz only in Eretz? The Tanur Rabban, it's a b'ris. Ela chukim, it says in the Torah, v'hamishpatim asher tishmur nasis ba'aretz asher nasa Hashem lekei la'visecho l'cha l'rishta kol ha'yomim asher atem chayim al adom. Ela chukim ela midrashis v'hamishpatim ela adin. Asher tishmur zu mishna, lasi zu maise ba'aretz, yochol kol ha'mitzvahs kulon, lo yu enog ela ba'aretz. I would think all the mitzvahs should only be noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Tamad loyim kol ha'yomim asher atem chayim al adom. I kol ha'yomim yochol yud noyagim bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz tamad loyim ba'aretz. So you have a riboy in this pasuk, we're going through it fast, that's marba that you have to keep mitzvahs even in chutz la'aretz, and you have a miyut in the pasuk that says you only have to keep mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So what do? Say ulamad mi masha amra b'inyan abe ta'avdenos kol ha'makoymes asha avdu sham ma'avoy diskei chavim miyuchedes shichayves ha'guf v'nei heges bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz av kol shichayves ha'guf v'nei heges bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara says, bottom line, it's a long drasha. It's a quarter of an amid in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that we have a riboy and a miyut and a pasuk in Devarim Perikud Beis pasuk Aleph, where the pasuk seems to be marba that you have to keep mitzvahs in chutz laaretz. The pasuk seems to be mamait that you don't have to keep mitzvahs in chutz laaretz. Me'achas shariba kasam miut. We have to figure something out. We need to reconcile this in some way. So you know what we say? Mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz are only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs that are not atluyas ba'aretz are going to be noyig even in chutz laaretz. That's the Gemara Kedushin daf lamed zayin amal. It's fragging the Rishon and the Moshev Skein and the Bali. This is Toisus Gash on Rashi. He says, I don't understand. Rashi needs a whole sefri to tell me vavadatim heirim in aretz. To be married, that even the chutzlars you have to keep mitzvahs. It's a beforeshu gemara. Kedushin lamed zayin amar alv. It's a brisa. Tanu rabbanon elu achukim elu amidrashos v'amishpatim. It's beforesh. The meachas shariba akasim miut. So this is the makar. The makar is not the sefri. The makar is the gemara kedushin. Daf lamed zayin amar alv. So what do you need two makaris for? As I freak the moshav saying. So two kashins on this sefri that Rashi quotes. Number one, what does it mean? The only reason you have to keep mitzvahs and chutzlars is all because you never know when Mashiach's going to come and we have to be ready. Sounds a little shver. It's a mefurish gemara. We're chayiv in all mitzvahs that are einon kluyas ba'aretz, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, midday raisa, based on about. It's true, you needed a pasuk for it. But at the end of the day, we have a pasuk, and has nothing to do l'chayir with the sifri. This is what the Rishonim struggle with. So I was thinking, lule de mistafina, maybe you could say a pashtachelik. I think the sifri and the gemara and kedushin are talking about two different things. Now the Rishonim all ask the kasha. So obviously, with covet to the Rishonim's kasha, but I think at first glance it sounds a little bit like we're talking about two different things. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin is discussing how do you know mitzvahs on noyig in chutz laaretz? Maybe you only have to keep a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe if I live in Bavel, I live in the United States of America, I live in the Schweiz, maybe I don't have to keep mitzvahs. How do you know mitzvahs were meant to be observed in chutz laaretz? Maybe mitzvahs were only meant to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. That's a sugya Kedushin daf lamed zayin. It's a mishnah and with a drasha me'achas shariba kasav v'miyot. Rashi is quoting a sefri that is discussing how do you know that when the Yidden go to Golos, they still have to keep mitzvahs. Maybe once the Yidden are in Golos, there's no chiyuv to keep Torah mitzvahs anymore. That even when you're in Golos, still heyu mitzuyanim. In other words, the Gemara Kedushin maybe was discussing not a tkufa of Golos, it's bias rishon. You live somewhere in the Shomron. You're on a business trip now. You had to go to Alexandria. You had to go somewhere on business. So, the question is, when I'm there, do I have to put on tefillin? When I'm there, do I have to wear tzitzis? Do I have to learn Torah? Do I have to keep Torah mitzvahs? Kamash malon, yeah. Mitzvahs that are not tluyas ba'aretz on a heges, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. The Sefri is talking about something else. Va'avadet me'heru. The Beis HaMikdash was chorev. We're in Golos now. So now that there's no Beis HaMikdash anywhere, Klal Yisrael's in Golos. Va'avadet me'heru. Maybe in a zman of Golos it's different. And maybe in a zman of Golos you don't have to keep mitzvahs. That's a whole different drasha. That's a Sefri. That afal pishani megal eschem in aretz. That's the punchline. Not that you punked them. No, it's Alpha Pishani Megal Eschem in Aretz L'Chutz Laaretz. Hey, Mitzvah B'Mitzvahs. Still, there's a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. Why? Because you never know when the Golos is going to end. Because when's Mashiach going to come? What Mashiach tell Rabbi Shua Ben Levi? Hayoyim in Bekodle Sishmam. Today, I'll come today. And being that it can happen today, you have to be ready because you may not have time to prepare for it. So today, the Golos can end, and you have to make sure. Like that queen, she never knows when her husband's going to call her back, so she has to be ready. Meaning, the Gemara and Kedushin is discussing Chutz Laaretz, but not in his man of Golos. This Sefri that Rashi quotes in Parashas Ekim in the second parish of Kriyishma is talking about his man. But the question is, what's the difference? Right, what's the difference? Why should there be a chilik? Why would you think that this man of Golos would be a little bit different? So maybe you could say one ha'ara, behektim, a classic meshech achma. The Rambam has a very famous shita as it relates to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Throughout Shas is a machlokes. Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai or like Kitchel Asalavai. When there was Yerushalayim and there was a Beis HaMikdash and the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael had gvaldige Kedusha. What happened after the Churban? Did the Kedusha go away? Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai or like Kitchel Asalavai. What about Kedusha Shniyah? When Ezra came back, and Ezra certainly was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again. So what about that Kedusha? Kedusha Shniyah, Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi, I like Kitchel L'Asalavi. So the Rambam Shita in Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Abchira is, we spoke a lot about this when we learned Kachin, that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asalavi. Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi. So Kedusha Rishonah the more intense Kedusha is actually lesser. Meaning, Kedusha Rishayna, which was starker Kedusha, is loy Kitchel Asan Lavi. Kedusha Shnia, which is the lesser Kedusha, that was Kitchel Asan Lavi. In the Rambam, in Yad Chazak, it says as far as why that would be the case. But says Rav Meir Simcha, Kedarkoi Bakoidish, Oid Yesh Loy Matam, Al Mash Kedusha Rishayna Batla, Vikedusha Lishnia, Lo Asid Lavi. So he says, maybe the pshat's like this. We all know the Gemara Masechtis Shabbos, Peches Amid Aleph. The pasuk says, "Vayisiatz v'betach tesahar." Amar Rabbi Avdimi bar Chama, bar Chosam, Alamit Shachav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu limesahar kegigas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the har and he put it on top of Klai Yisrael. But Amar Lamin, he told him, "And matem mekabel matayra mutav. If you mekabel the Torah, tremendous. Then lav shom teik furaschem. Meaning Klai Yisrael mekabel the Torah at gunpoint. Amar Avachar by Yaakov mikan the immortal words. Meidal Rabbi Loi Raisa. Every yid has a perfect time. You go up to Shemayev at 120. They're going to tell you nasasav and asatav amuna. They're going to tell you kavati itim batayra. See, peacefully Yeshua is going to say mikan meidal Rabbi Loi Raisa. You have a nice Jewish attorney standing on your right side. He's going to tell you you're on. Honor. Can I speak on behalf of my client? Mikan my Rabbi Loi Raisa. Shabbos Pechasam and Aleph. So Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov Mikan my Torah. If we were never makabel the Torah Beratzon, we have a time to sign this. We don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. We were forced. What do you want from my life? Einus Rachmanu Patrei Ulenayra Loi Sasadava Vehilay Nesposa. So Mikan my Torah Rabbi Loi Raisa. Zokti Gemara Amar Rava Afal Pikein Hader Belua Vemeach Hashverish. It was true. It worked for a little while. But what happened was Klai Yisrael was makabel Torah from Sveitamo. When Vemeach Hashverish Vitoichibas Hanes Klai Yisrael was makabel Torah again. And when they were makabel Torah the second time, they were makabel birotzim b'yahava. And as a result, you don't have the time anymore. Mikamay doy rabbeloy raisa. Freak the Rajba and the Ramban and the Ran. Masech the Shabbos daf pechesam and aleph. A very obvious question: if the Gemara felt that there's a taina called mikamay doy rabbeloy raisa, ad kidei kach that without hadik kiblu b'meach hashverish, every yid would have a perfect taina and he can get himself out of any situation. So if that's the case, why were the yidden punished? Why were the yidden punished before the Purim story? Why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? That was before Hadik Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. Why did that Aseres HaShvatim go into Galus? That was before the Hadik Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. Galus Yoyachin, Galus Sidkiyo, Galus Yoyachin. This was all before the Churban, which means that this was all before the story of Purim. It was before Hadik Kiblu B'Meach HaShverosh. So Frank and the Rishonim, why were the Yidden punished? And the Rishonim say, Ayin Sham, an incredible Yisoy. And that is the Enochinami. The reason the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was not because the Yidden were punished in the absolute sense. You were told, thou shalt not commit the following crime. You did. As a result, you're going to get the following schar v'onish. But rather, it was a different cheshbon. The Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishonim say that when Hashem gave the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, he made it very clear on many different occasions that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael ala Tanai. The Tanai is that you're going to keep Torah mitzvahs. But the moment you don't keep Torah mitzvahs anymore, I'm taking Eretz Yisrael away from you. The reason that the Yidden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, that's Eretz HaShvatim. The reason you had Golus Yoyachim and Golus Yoyachim, and then finally Golus Sidkiyo with the Churban, wasn't a punishment for the crimes, but there was a deal. And the Jews didn't live up to their end of the deal. The deal was, I'm going to give you the land, and you're going to keep Torah mitzvahs. You don't keep Torah mitzvahs, that's fine. I mean, I can't punish you, but at the same time, you're not going to get the land. And as a result, the land was taken away from them. The reason they were punished was not b'toiras oynish, but it was because enochinami, the whole land was given to them, and the moment they were mekayim the tanai, they had no schus in Eretz Yisrael anymore. After Hadik Kiblu B'Meach HaShveish, now it's a whole different world. Now already you have to keep Torah mitzvahs, because now there was a communal Kabbalah, l'doirei doiris, ayisashe yeshnei kan, ve'isashe einenu kan, where every yid has to keep Torah mitzvahs based on this Kabbalah Satorah Be'ahav and this Kabbalah Satorah Be'rotzon. But enochinami, say the Rishonim is the Ramban, the Rajba. The reason the Yidden were punished was more because they didn't keep their end of the bargain, not so much as an absolute einish. So says Ramea Simcha, brilliant. He says when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, so the Yidden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Now that the Yidden weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore, did they have to keep Torah mitzvahs? The Eretz Yisrael, I don't think, had Kedusha anymore, says Ramea Simcha. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael at that point didn't be'etzem have a Kedusha. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Noivea. It was a toitzah of the chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Yidden are not in Eretz Yisrael anymore, there's no chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. When is there a chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael? If you're in Eretz Yisrael. Because you have a deal. And the deal is, you keep the mitzvahs, you get Eretz Yisrael. So now there's something called mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. As a result, there's something called kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the moment the Yidden were thrown out of the land, the moment the Beis HaMikdash was charev, at that point, there was no chiv to keep Torah mitzvahs, because if I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, what would be my chiv? The fact that I sent Nasav and Ishma, mikamer der rabbi le'raisel, that's not a real Kabbalah. So as a result, you have no chiv. Or if you have no chiv, so Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita. There was no point for it to have Kiddush anymore. But then it was Hadi Kiblu B'Mechashverish. And when the Makabal Terry Mechashverish, now there was something called a Yid that has to keep Torah Mitzvah, doesn't matter where he is. Every single Yid has to keep Torah Mitzvahs. Oh, every single Yid has to keep Torah Mitzvahs. Now already, even if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev, there's still a Cheftza of Mitzvah Yisatluyas Baris. So now Kedusha Shnia, oh, that's going to be Kitchel Asalavi. Kedusha Rishayna was before the Hadi Kiblu. So it was only a Kedusha called Kamet is a mitzvah, is only a mitzvah for Eretz Yisrael. If the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, but like Kitchel Azalavi. Kedusha Shnia was the Ilei Ezra. That was after the story of Purim. That was after the Hadi Kiblu of Mechashverish. At that point, it's already Kitchel Azalavi. So Ulai, maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi over here was describing the Tkufa of Avadate Mehera. Rashi is explaining a pasuk in the Torah. This is before Hadar Kiblu B'Me'achashverosh, after Kafa Lehem Har Kegigas. This is when the Yidden were in this Tkufa, this twilight area, where there was a Mikamay Dar Rabbi Lai Raisa. In that Tkufa of Mikamay Dar Rabbi Lai Raisa, there's no Chiv to keep Torah Mitzvah Sukhot Zlaris. Just like Kedusha Rishonis Kitchel Ashaita V'loi Kitchel Asad Lavi, says Ramei Simcha. There's no Chiv to keep Torah Mitzvah Sukhot Zlaris. Why not? Because what's the Chiv? It's a deal. I'm out of Eretz Yisrael, not Gishmak, but at the same time, I don't have to keep Torah and Mitzvahs anymore. Zok Rashi, that Afal Pekin, even though you're in Chutz La'aretz, but Afal Achashe Tiglu, Heyim Mitzuyonim and Mitzvahs, Henichu Tfilim, Asu Mezuzois, Kideish La'yu, Aleichem, Chadoshim, Kishetachzeru. There's two different shmuzin over here. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Flamed Zayin's discussing this Eretz Yisrael, a Yidiz Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs, but at the same time, you punked on Chutz La'aretz right now. Oh, you're living in Chutz La'aretz. Do you have to keep Torah and Mitzvahs? The answer is, yeah. How do I know? So that's the Mishnah over there in Kedushin. On Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph, at that price, I mean, on Emili, Ma'achash Ariba, Umid. So you have this halacha. Rashi was discussing something else. Rashi was discussing what happens when the Yidden go into Golos. The Yidden go into Golos, and the whole Eretz Yisrael was Merenit Alatnai, that you're going to keep Torah Mitzvahs. Now I don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore. So you would think maybe there's no Chi of Torah Mitzvahs, because what could you obligate me to do? And the truth is, you can't be obligated to do anything. But at the same time, the samtim is dvar ayela. Af lacha shetiglu heyim mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs. And maybe not even as a mitzvah, because if mikamay dar rabbi rice is a taina, it's a taina. But inichu tfilin asu mezuzois, kideish lo yu aleichem chadoshim kishetachzu. And it's like the moshul and the sefri. You're right, you're not chayiv right now, but you piss on yovoy. And you never know when Shuas Hashem is terrifying, you're going to be called back into Eretz Yisrael. And if that's the case, it's for that kufa, you're going to have to be right now. This pasuk is describing that interim kufa. We don't have time. It got way too late. But Moshe Lamad of Adoyma, Ayn Chuvas Chassam Soifer Simon Kuf Pehei and Arachayim, Ayn Chom, it's Mamash Atzushta. But maybe a different day. But the point is, going back to the Masham Zohar, Masham asked the Kasha that the Velt says, Bir Allah is Kasha. Xerish Shem Yabi Renu Dal and Amis Bishus Rabbin. We don't have Bishus Rabbin's Bizmanazah. So if we don't have Bishus Rabbin's Bizmanazah, what's the, why are we still worried about it? So it says the Masham, no, because the only reason we keep mitzvahs today is Rashi and Parshas Ekev. It's all because one day that you have to remember when the Beis HaMikdash is going to rebuild, what a mitzvah is, then there will be a Rishus HaRabim. So being that then there will be a Rishus HaRabim, even right now we have to be knowing if it's a Rishus HaRabim. But the truth is, Lulei de Mistafin, I'm not so sure, because it could be this Rashi might have expired. It could be this Rashi was only Negeya up until the Hadar Kiblu B'Me'achashverish, when there was a time of Mikan Moidor Rabbi Le'Raisa, then there was a Hava, meaning that maybe when you're in Golus, you're not Mechuyev to keep mitzvahs and Chutz La'aretz. That's a price of a Sechtes Kedushin. Of course you have to keep mitzvahs and Chutz La'aretz. The Shaila is in the Zman of Golos. Why would you think Golos is different? Because Mikamay Dor Rabbi Le'Raisa, that Remeis Simcha Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashayta V'Loi Kitchel La'aset Lovay. If that's the case, once it was Hadar Kiblu, it's not Negeya. Today we live in the world of La'acha, the Hadar Kiblu. Oh, if we live in the world of La'acha, the Hadar Kiblu, so L'chur Yeshleim, we have a real Chiv to keep the Rabbanah. It's nothing to do with what's going to be. Yeah, that was a Cheshman once. But now we have a Be'etzim de Gechiv. Be'etzim de Gechiv. So who said it's Tali and what's going to be when Mashiach's going to come? And if that's the case, today it's only a Carmelist. So Yeshleimar, maybe for a Carmelist, there should be no Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Dalaramis B'Shusaram.